Ordinance 6093 was first heard in December, and stakeholder groups came out in force and gave the council 3 hours of testimony. So the council postponed the ordinance until February 25th. After 2 more hours of testimony that evening, they passed the ordinance 4-2. David Pruse and Jerry Cleworth voted no. 4 days later, Fairbanks Mayor Jim Matherly vetoed the ordinance, saying too many out-of-city comments influenced the council and it would be appropriate to allow only Fairbanks residents to vote on a referendum.
How are you going to protect this community over the next 8 months in this brutal battle that we're going to have for a ballot measure?
Mindy O'Neill was one of many at Monday's council meeting who were concerned that acts of discrimination might grow since the mayor's veto and before an October election. The ordinance was written like local laws in Anchorage, Juneau, and Sitka, but it became a larger issue for Fairbanks when politically active churches took over public comment about transgender rights. After the first public hearing, the council held 8 different work sessions when the mayor told the council to work through clauses on religious and employer exemptions.
I'd like this to be unanimous, and I want this ordinance to be the best way to please the most people.
After that comment, the mayor's veto was a surprise to council members who worked through the weeks-long process. But the veto was welcomed by religious activists who care deeply about their right to discriminate against people who don't follow their rules. At Monday's comment period, they gave testimony from the compassionate to the fanciful. Here are Kevin Smith and Danielle Rathman.
To abhor the lifestyle, that is simply it. But to abhor the person, that would be completely against what we believe. There's not an individual on planet Earth that I abhor, but the lifestyle I have to abhor.
There are other ways to show our community we care for them than letting men in the women's ladies. I respect my fellow Alaskans, but I do not wish to share the same bathroom with the male.
When it came time for the council to speak, each member addressed the division in the community created by the debate, but none more strongly than Catherine Otterston, who spent 6 minutes rebuking the mayor for his veto.
And I am ashamed of what you wrote disregarding these people. You like to say in meetings that this city swells to 50 or 60,000 people during the day. The fact that what happens here impacts the entire borough has been disregarded. It sucks to put people's human rights up for popular vote.
So did Valerie Therrien.
I'm very disappointed in you, Mayor, in vetoing this ordinance. It's our duty as elected officials to protect the innocent people in our community. And by vetoing this, you have put them at risk.
Councilmember Jerry Cleworth still didn't like the legal remedies in the ordinance and said he would not vote to override the veto. And when it came time to vote, the overturn failed, leaving the veto in place. Then, curiously, the council started over. Therrien asked about bringing the same ordinance forward again. June Rogers agreed.
It is realistic for us to continue working on this, and I think that we were so close in agreement earlier, we can do nothing but continue.
Cleworth and Pruse asked what it might take to craft an ordinance the whole council would agree on.
I would recommend that, you know, we all do some soul searching and you think, what it would take? There's about 3 or 4 things that it would take for me to sign off on it.
Whatever happens, we should have a 6-0 vote. It's got to be 6-0. I'm willing to go through the heartache, the abuse that we get, but then how long do we want to put Fairbanks through it?
Otterston asked for a cooling off period before the council took up the issue again, and the council agreed. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.